Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 31, 2026. Market overview. Bitcoin recovered from near $65,000 to above $67,000 amid geopolitical and oil-driven moves, with near-term support noted around $65,200. Spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs recorded heavy redemptions this week, with outlets reporting roughly $503 million of outflows and about $222 million pulled from Ethereum funds. The U.S. Labor Department proposed a rule to make it easier for 401k plans to offer crypto and other alternative assets, potentially opening significant retirement capital to digital asset funds. Senators unveiled the Mind in America Act to expand domestic Bitcoin mining and create a strategic Bitcoin reserve. Regulatory action intensified. The KuCoin operator was permanently barred from the U.S. after a CFTC order and a related $297 million DOJ case. Separately, a Maryland man was charged in connection with two uranium finance exploits totaling about $53-54 million after U.S. authorities seized $31 million in linked crypto. Prosecutors say the defendant could face up to 30 years in prison. On institutional moves, Michael Saylor's strategy paused weekly Bitcoin buys while holdings remain at 762,099 BTC. A hyperliquid trader opened a $53 million short on Bitcoin. Bitmine executed the largest Ether purchase of 2026 among corporate treasuries while others paired holdings, and Lido Dow proposed a $20 million LDO buyback. Corporate and exchange flow notes. Upbit operator Dunamu reported a 10% revenue decline to $1.03 billion for 2025. Binance will list 100x perpetual futures on WTI, Brent and natural gas beginning April 1. New Google research warns that Bitcoin's Taproot upgrade could make quantum attacks easier than previously expected. Watch the ETF outflows, the Labor Department's 401k guidance and enforcement headlines for intraday direction. Key technical support is near $65,200. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.